It is time for the Dark Matter After Show. We are talking Season 2, Episode 13. That's right, it's the season finale! We're talking, but first, we save the galaxy. There is so much to discuss. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, hello, welcome. It is time for the Dark Matter season finale after show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzz TV. Hit subscribe. We are also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. You can tweet at me at Yael Teagle, YaelTygiel. I'm joined by the dancing Andrew Mena.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's Andrew Mena. Find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena and on Instagram at The Andrew Mena. I will talk back to you because I like talking.
Yeah. We're talking, but first, we save the galaxy.
Oh, this episode. So much.
Okay, so before we jump in, I want to apologize. Tari's not here. Therefore, we have no one manning the chat.
Sorry, guys. Neither of us know how to do it.
Yeah, no.
It's really hard.
I got locked out of my apartment, so I don't have a computer.
I don't know how to read.
Yeah, things happen.
It's horrible.
But before we jump into, like, plot, because there's so much great stuff that happened, there are also these little moments that we don't have time to, like, analyze, but love.
We should point out quickly.
The 5 and 6 moment where he's worried about her, the android worried about her.
Yes.
Both of those were so adorable.
Heartfelt. Yes. There's a lot of, like, verklempt moments where you're just like, we're growing together, you guys. it's so satisfying to get to these moments. Like, these moments are really the big payoff of the show.
Yeah.
I appreciate that we're taking this
moment. Right. Verklempt, exactly.
Verklempt.
And then when 2 tells 3 that the next, she promises once they're done, they're going to do a heist and you choose it.
I'm going to do it.
I want that heist.
That has to happen.
Yeah.
It's canon. It's gonna happen.
And then there's that really cute moment where 5 beats up 3 and he doesn't scream. He has a manly cry.
That's so good. And she gets him right in the throat. Like, it's so satisfying. It's like, oh man, she got him. She got him real good.
Yeah. So those are the really cute little moments that we want to make sure we don't miss. But we don't have time to talk about this. Let's start with Rio's proposal. Rio proposing the least romantic proposal I've ever heard.
Yes, I will say you're right about that.
But
we have far different feelings on the proposal itself.
Regardless of how their relationship should be, that is not a proposal.
Yes, correct. But there's a wonderful moment where he says, don't hide behind anger and bitterness. And it's just this moment where he's talking about how she's, you know, better than that. And I think it's a very astute moment. I think it's the most honest he is in most of this episode, is in that moment with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love them so much, because I feel like he is the most him with her, and she, I don't know, she's upset, but I don't know, I don't think she should be. We have different feelings on that, too.
There was a moment in this episode that I absolutely thought that she and 2 were going to kiss. I shouted, make out! And they didn't.
They didn't listen to you.
No.
They never do. Almost never.
Pretty much almost never.
Okay.
But the proposal itself, you know, led to Misaki's feelings, and we'll get to that fight, but
Misaki.
Yeah.
Girl, come on.
Right. So, I remember I was watching the live, everyone live tweeting the East Coast feed, and everyone be like, real smooth, Rio. Ridiculous. That's not how you propose. And that's not how you win over a woman like Nyx.
That's true.
She deserves better.
I mean, we're not arguing that. You're not arguing that.
She deserves too.
If she gives her the proposal she deserves, then yes.
Okay. Let's shift gears to the main story. Let's head to EOS 7, our space station, which is the securest location in the galaxy.
Sure.
The prison was the, like, you can't break out of it. It's the unbreakable prison.
Well, I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booyah, so, Raza.
We've heard this before.
Yeah.
Yes.
So 5 going undercover. Everyone, I think it's a unanimous agreement. Look, she looks great as a blonde.
Yeah, she does. She pulls it off real well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also posted a photo as a blonde.
Yes, you did. I retweeted it.
Everyone, it was not pleasant.
Should like and retweet it. No, it's wonderful. Yes, the eyebrows with the blondness. Yeah. It works so well.
Some of us have real dark hair, and it doesn't work out.
I understand.
Yeah. But so she goes in as Mikkei. I love that she's like, you are not corporate. You don't know. You don't know Truffaut.
That's
you
true.
And she meets the boy bot.
Boy bot.
Okay. So his flirting was on point and adorable. I totally ship them together. And as soon as he started flirting, I went, ah, crap. He has the bomb on him. Like, yeah. Oh, crap. And then...
because he has to be tragic.
Yeah. And then at some point, a minute later, I went, is he... and then it was revealed, Boybot.
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 Yeah. I actually didn't see Boybot coming until I saw the cheek. I was like, oh, they're going to be... I thought that he was involved in the bomb plot. That was going to be the tragedy of it. But I didn't know that he was going to be Boybot until we saw the cheek. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Okay, great. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, no. This has terrible implications.
Well, once he was Boybot, it became clear that he was the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he, like, revealed his feelings, and the way he did that was by spacing himself.
Oh, he's so good. So he, in that moment, was basically the Iron Giant. So I wanted to start just calling him the Iron, like, normal-sized man. But I don't think that rings well.
No, Boybot.
Boybot, sure.
I just am just sad.
Keep going with that.
I'm sad. Well, we've got Yumbot and Boybot.
Yeah, fine. So but yes, it was very reminiscent of the Iron Giant. Yeah. It was a really beautiful moment. And I thought that they both acted that moment really well.
Yes.
Actually.
I was so heartbroken because look at this character. We meet him. We fall in love with him. We appreciate him, and then we mourn for him in less than 40 minutes.
Yes.
A because he was not of part of the whole story. Like, that's crazy.
We loved him.
Yeah.
Can we go to Alt-Universe and just grab him, save him?
Yes.
Just grab an Alt-Universe version of him?
Right. We just have to go to third Alt-Universe because if we go back to the other Alt-Universe, that's where he blew
There's
up.
There's an infinite amount, so it'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Just pick up a copy of one, a living one.
No one.
I want a one.
No one.
He'll be fun. And then we'll get a living Devin that's not a junkie. It'll be great. Aww. Fill out the team with living versions of themselves.
Milo would live.
Oh, it'd be so good. Well, maybe can we finally get the version of Devin that's a werewolf? Because it's any universe, you guys. I want it so much.
You're ridiculous.
It could have been so fun.
So when we're on EOS 7, we see that Kierken is there.
Kierken.
Silly face.
Shaven face.
Silly
I gotta say, face. I miss the beard a lot.
Yeah.
It was very wolfish and, you know, some sort of rogue of old.
Like, yes.
I always keep saying.
You need to be watching Lost Girl. The Lost Girl fans are probably going, yeah, that's who he is. He's Dyson.
Yeah.
The werewolf.
Oh, he's a werewolf.
Yes.
Oh, I think you've probably said that before. But it surprises and delights me every time.
Whatever. I don't like his silly shaven face.
No, I don't either. But that's beside the point. I think... this is a really upsetting episode for him, because I really like him. And I think it's so frustrating that he's so pig-headed that he won't listen to Roger until it's too late. To Six.
To Roger. We'll get to where it ends up. Before we move on, I want to take a moment to thank our fans for sticking with us all season. Thank you so much all season. Everyone who's been in the chat with us, we really appreciate it. I know we didn't get any guests to join us in studio, but next season we absolutely will. I've been in talks with most of them and we're working on it. And we want to try to do something very special for you all. But thank you for tuning in and for going to iTunes and rating and reviewing. That's right. If you like our show, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like our show, you can give us 4 stars. But the other stars, they do not work. Yeah.
They don't.
So
I've never seen them work.
Yep. But also subscribe. That way when new episodes come out, you're like, you don't forget that they exist.
You're privy to them.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
Cool. Tari's not here to read the reviews.
Unfortunately.
Tari's ruining everything tonight.
Tari, if you can hear us in Dublin, if Dublin even has the internet, I don't think it does.
He's been tweeting.
I think those Irish people, they're like really.
Careful.
They're really, like, it's far
real,
back.
Real rude. Ireland is very...
I think they only have shows.
Okay. You're killing me here.
Okay.
How dare you? Yeah, no, he's not here to read your chat or the iTunes reviews, so...
because...
screw Tari.
He doesn't love you as much as we do.
You can tweet your hate at T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y! Yep, he deserves it. Okay.
He does.
My notes! Good. So, all right, let's talk about Rio on EOS 7. That moment when Five is escaping and sees him and looks back. Girl, you're dumb.
Girl.
Girl, he didn't see you. Just walk away.
I wanted her so badly to just, like, embrace the fact that, oh, you know who I am. I know who you are. Instead of being like, oh, God, panic. And you just be like,
he caught me.
Wink. we're both here for reasons, right?
Because he wouldn't hurt her.
No. She's a... I hope she wouldn't believe that he would hurt her. But well, I guess she is pretty terrified. Was she present for the bloodbath?
Yeah.
So I guess
because she had brought down his brother, Hero. But Boybot points out it's not like they're going to slit everyone's throat. Also great line.
JK.
So Rio and Two have a chat. I hated that chat.
I hated that dress. Or I loved that dress. I hated that chat.
Yeah. Yes. We'll talk about the dress.
Freudian.
So Rio goes on and shuts down the android and steals the blink drive.
Oh, my God.
And then we get the most kick-ass fight between Nyx and Misaki.
Yes.
Loved the fight.
The fight was dope.
So kick-ass.
Yeah.
But as soon as she cut her, I went, I have a feeling that that's going to be like a poisonous blade. Like,
you called it. Didn't think about that. I was really frustrated because it was also the kind of poison that only happens in TV where the poison happens as soon as you say the word poison.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, the poison. Oh, God. So I was just like, oh, come on, man. Like,
well, because
I hate that kind of poison.
Yeah, but the problem with that fight was it could have gone on forever, right? Because Misaki is like an amazing fighter. It's like Two and Nyx, right?
Yeah.
An amazing fighter and an amazing fighter who can predict your moves.
Yeah.
It's going to go on forever.
And also she was like training with Ryo. So she has like an intimate like knowledge of that sort of kind of fighting.
Right. Exactly. So as soon as it started and she brought out the knife, once she cut her, I went poison because there's no other way this fight's going to end aside from him walking and going, stop.
I was hoping for him to intervene. Yeah. I wanted that moment of, you are obviously for the tragedy of this show, we can't have that moment, but I wanted him to be like, you're trying to sabotage me. You are not a good person to keep around. Murder.
But Misaki. She's not trying to sabotage him.
But she is in his love life.
Because she loves him.
I mean, but she loves him in a weird, far away way. She loves the old version of him. He is now the
new version.
He's Ritu. He's both Ryu and Two.
He's not Two, he's Four.
Oh, right. Sorry. Re-4.
Stop.
Sorry.
It. Nope. Awful.
Dang it.
You ruined it.
None of it worked.
Nope.
Forget I said that, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. Ryo can be with Misaki. Go ahead.
I don't want them to be. Nyx needs to get better and come kick her butt.
We'll talk about that.
Finish her off.
So 2, 3, and 6, let's talk about their corporate looks.
Their corporate looks. Oh, goodness.
They looked great.
I loved all of it. I also loved that 3's outfit had, like, an underneath shirt. It had, like, a cool outer shirt bit. Hey, you tear it off like a cummerbund.
So I got into a discussion about it because I didn't understand why his corporate look had the, like, sparkly turtleneck, but also a button down, right?
Right.
Like, which is corporate enough.
Right.
It was suggested to me that perhaps the sparkly overpiece is like the future tie. Right?
Okay.
So he was like, I'm done with this, and takes off the tie.
I'm done with this tie.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's like the loosening of the tie.
I guess so. I mean, that's the only thing that makes any sense.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yes.
Because otherwise it's, I don't like this corporate look.
All right, guys.
Here's another corporate look.
Future ties looks pretty bleak. Let's change it now. Hashtag new ties.
Yeah. You and your hashtags.
Hashtags, guys.
Great.
Let's get them started.
So once 3 releases his tie, he goes and gets into his fight with Ferris.
Yeah. Well, a fight. He gets, like,
his ass
he gets beaten.
Yes.
Like, it's not even a fight.
I was so scared for him.
Yeah, me too.
Because he was, like, beaten. And I have recently, as we all have heard throughout the show, fallen more and more in love with those eyes.
Of course.
And so to see them beaten was really hard for me.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, I mean, and it's a really upsetting scene because it's just him laying on the ground. Like, he's not even really, he doesn't have the opportunity to fight back. He's getting hit with, like, a crowbar and a wrench.
I know.
Just big metal objects. It's like, okay, put your arm up and get it broken.
My poor 3.
Yeah. It was very upsetting.
Sorry, six gets caught. just immediately caught. We're going to put you in a jail cell.
It was such a jovial catching that I thought that he and Kirkin were going to like, oh, well, good to see you. Okay, well, all right, you got me. You know, like, I don't know. I didn't know why they didn't shake hands or something. You know, it was so, like, congenial, the catching.
It was like, I see you. Get in the cell.
Well, 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 we meet
now
again.
Now you're in the cell.
Finally, we meet again.
Again. And then, how long has it been?
How long has it been? My quarry.
So Canadian.
Yeah.
And then two is just wandering around the ship. In her gorgeous suit.
Which cut all the way up.
That's a real high slit for a corporate suit.
That is a real loafer.
I liked everything about it. Kind of a party, maybe? Yeah.
Is there a party atmosphere on this, like, corporate retreat?
No.
They went to get drinks for their first, like, meeting, so.
That's true. And
there must be kind of a bar culture there.
Gosh, maybe the future sounds great.
Yeah, I like it. Getting dressed up for the future.
So Rio has his, once the bomb is saved, Boybot.
Iron normal sized man.
Rio sets off his plan, which is to blow up the station without a bomb.
Yes. This is regular do it.
Yeah. And it takes us to the cliffhangers, because most of our episode is going to be predictions.
Cliffhangers, yeah.
Cliffhangers and predictions. So let's talk about the cliffhangers.
Okay.
Let's start with three, my beloved, who Anders appears. Anders,
mm-hmm.
who we haven't seen since
the
episode
whole
two.
Time.
Who, I want to say, amazing secrecy on Twitter from the man himself who claimed that he was not coming back.
You got us.
Yeah.
I believe
Jeff
you.
Jeff got us.
I didn't believe you. I knew you couldn't
believe I was like, well, we'll see him next season. There's no way he's dead. I don't know why I talk like this.
Yeah, this is the way the news is presented.
So.
No deaths and casualties.
Thoughts on three and Anders. Is Anders good? Has Anders turned a new leaf? Is he now a new type of six? Will he join them on the Rosa next year?
I kind of hope so.
Right?
So I think he might be a new. Yes, like a new addition, a new six. I don't know if he'll... I feel like he might be the same sort of archetype, though, as three. Like a kind of a hardened by, like, the things he's seen, bounty hunter-y kind of guy. Maybe he's going to try to turn three in for bounty, which is what I'm kind of thinking.
Ooh.
And it'll be like, they're separated, but he's, like, capable enough of, you know, subduing him or keeping him whatever in tow. So they have like a couple, like a series. There's going to be an arc
of a bromance.
Sure. No, but I just think that he's going to like lead them away from the team so that they can't ultimately achieve their goals and they're just going to be sidetracked.
You have some crazy stories. And then there's werewolves.
In the next parallel universe. In the parallel universes, this is all true.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so the way episode ends, in the explosion, two gets knocked out by, well, we don't really see her.
Over.
Yeah, by debris.
Right. Exploding side panels. Yeah.
Not dead. Right?
No, absolutely not. Dead. She can basically survive in space. She's the one I'm worried least about.
Great. Rio disappears.
Yes.
With Misaki in tow.
Yeah.
And the blink drive.
Yep.
Truffaut saves five. I'm putting saves in air quotes because I don't trust that woman one bit.
Nope.
I have a feeling that she's taking her to Alicia Renault. That's my theories. Six is free and just running around. Like, he's back to what two was doing.
Just kind of derping, yeah. Finding stuff.
And then Kirkin explodes.
Right next. I'm.
No!
You think?
Here's my hope.
Tell me.
Okay, my hope.
Tell me your hope. I tell you my hope.
Cyborg.
Yes, that's my hope too.
Yeah, like half his face
is
destroyed.
That he's a cyborg. Yes, and he comes back.
Grows his gosh darn facial hair back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that maybe he was super injured in one of their previous encounters, and he's been restored before, and now he's pretty much.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like I imagine him with half a face. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Yes.
And then Nyx, we see her laying dead. I have air quotes on that with the android.
She's analyzing her. We don't know what the analysis is.
So it looks like. The android is taking her pulse and it's not doing anything, which tells me that she may believe she is dead. I refuse is where I stand.
I refuse as well.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Right. So
yeah, Nyx actually has a special immunity to this poison specifically, the poison that reacts when you announce that it's poison.
Oh, or because she's a seer, she knew
saw that the poison was coming
and took the antidote,
or coated herself in anti-poison.
Yeah,
yeah, just dipped it.
Yeah,
yeah,
dipped herself. Just,
boop, boop. No poison for me.
Yeah.
She's
I like
smart.
That theory.
She's smart, that Nyx.
Since we, those are our cliffhangers, we might as well head into...
I also have an also alternate theory for all of this, which is that they were smart enough to use their darn copying pods and copied a couple of themselves onto that thing so that if they do die, they're fine. And they just wake up in the pods on the Raza.
So your alternate theory is that most of them were clone.
Copy clones, yeah. That if any of them were really in any danger, copy clones.
I'm going to head us into then predictions. Because we still have so much to talk about.
Oh my God, so much.
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Did you know that predictions are haunted?
I did, actually. Yes. 4 years in AfterBuzz makes you learn something. Okay, so we've predicted that Nyx is not dead.
Right. She's not. She can't be dead.
Yeah. I won't accept it. No. That said, for those who haven't seen the news, Melly Leiber did get cast in a Netflix show. I don't believe that that affects this whatsoever.
No, of course not. No, she can juggle multiple things. She's a very talented lady.
Also, it's called hiatus.
Yes.
So, sure. You know.
Yeah.
So I refuse to accept it.
Yes.
We will have Nyx back.
We will.
Anders, you were saying that you think Anders and Three were going to go and have a bromance adventure.
Right.
I believe Anders is going to pull a Six and be like, I was misled by the company and blah, blah. The way we really wanted Kirkin to become.
Mm-hmm.
I
think really he's going to still be that.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come over to the team.
You think Kirkin is?
Eventually.
I think Kirkin is going to be a cyborg and join the team.
I hope so. Yes. And then he's going to fall in love with the android and they're going to be in a weird, crazy romance. It's going to work out more than you're thinking it will right now.
No, here's where my head went because you don't know this because
you're not a Lost person. Oh, you're going to tell me that they're together in another thing or they're not?
No, they competed for the same woman on Lost.
Interesting.
So I think the idea of them getting together would be hilarious for the Lost Girl fans.
Yeah, finally for them, maybe.
Yeah, no.
No? Okay.
Nope.
I have no perspective.
I love it. I absolutely love this because I imagine the fans are like, what is happening? Dyson and Lauren never get together. Dyson is not supposed to be with Bo. It's all about the documents.
But this isn't Dyson. This is Kirkin, who is an android who believes in the ultimate good. Yeah. He is ultimately...
He's just going to be a cyborg, not an android.
Right, you're right. Bio-android. Sure.
Yeah.
Cyborg. So Sandroid.
I want us to find a way to bring the Boybot back.
Boybot back. I do want Boybot back. Maybe we'll just pick him up in the alternate universe, too.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what I'm thinking. I think...
You think?
What would have made me very happy...
Mm-hmm.
Because the blink drive can take us in time and space. And so far, we've only really taken it through space and to alternate universes. But we haven't taken it through time. I would like a, like, reset, right? Mm. Where, like, this is a option that they tried.
Yeah.
You know? Some way that they, like...
And they blink back and try this exact moment again.
Yeah. But, like, they knew that Rio would take it, and so they go and take it back from him and something. Yep. I want something.
Anti-poison. Yes. Coated in anti-poison.
Right. Yes. She knew.
Yeah. Because she knew exactly what would have happened.
That's what I want, because I'm not
No,
cool.
I think you're right, because the blink drive has this untapped power. It just has time, space, and alt universe.
Right.
So we need to see that time, like you said.
Yeah. It's. I think the hardest thing about this is... I felt like the entire episode pointed us, and the entire, I want to say maybe season, pointed us towards Ferris Corp having the bomb, right? Like, it was always Ferris Corp were the people that did the bad things, and we don't trust them, and no one trusts them. And then we're at the EOS 7 summit, and...
He bangs on the table like a baby.
And we're, like, suspicious of him. So the fact that the bomb ended up being with Ferris Corp made me go... Yeah, you've been pointing us this direction the whole time. What I wanted was clearly it can't be Ferris Corp because we believe it's them the whole time. I like a good misdirection.
It could have been good. But we still got the double misdirection of Rio was going to blow it up again in his own way.
Do you think Truffaut had something to do with it?
Had something to do with Rio?
Had something to do with Rio? Had something to do with Ferris?
Thought. Maybe. Maybe she made a deal because she wants the blink drive also. She talks about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
So if she teamed up with Rio and, and then...
Well, because we also see her and Ferris wander off to have their conversation in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What did they talk about?
What did they talk about?
I don't trust Truffaut.
Truffaut? I do not trust her either.
She's German?
Very sneaky. Is this French? Is she French? Truffaut?
I don't know. Okay. But I don't trust now that she has five. I think it's going to be a hostage-y. So, like, if she's not taking five to Alicia Renault, then she is going to trade five for the blink drive.
That's exactly what I think. She needs to use her as a bargaining chip. I still don't think she's going to be, like, friendly with her. She'll be, like, cordial.
Mm-hmm.
But that's as much as I feel like she's capable of, you know? She might be a robot, too. But, and one we don't like.
I want to know what she is, because she's clearly not human.
Yeah.
No,
well, she might be human because like
what she got the things.
Oh, that's right. You're right. No.
And then the eye things. She's got eye things.
No. But we did establish that maybe she has implants of some kind or some sort of like illegal
tech,
right?
That she got from Dr. Will Wheaton.
Right. Exactly. She's improved.
I love this show so much.
Me too.
When I say things like she has illegal tech that she got from Dr. Will Wheaton,
it makes it all worth it. It makes me be like,
this show is the best. There's a boy bot who spaced himself to save five in the blonde wig.
He's too good, too beautiful for this world.
Yeah.
I loved him so much.
Yeah. I still don't believe that Devin is dead.
No.
And
if he is, we'll get an alt-universe version.
Here's the other thing I want to say is, at the end of last season, I was furious with Six, and I took that out on Roger. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's seen the panel from London Comic Con saw how unhappy I was with Roger. And I forgave him this season.
Mm-hmm.
I forgave him a few episodes in when he helped them escape.
That's good.
I don't think I can forgive Rio.
Oh, man.
And I think Alex is going to...
Is going to take it from you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Look at Alex.
I don't think I can forgive him.
I forgive you, man.
What?
Because I have reasons for a lot of things. Because he didn't
because he went on the Raza with Misaki, Nick's maybe dead. That's his fault. So is Milo.
I mean, now you're just, okay, you can't just lump those together like they're the same.
She blames him.
Of course she does. Because she's lashing out behind anger. She's hiding behind anger. It's much easier to be angry about something horrible that happened than it is to accept that horrible things happen. And...
That's why I'm mad at him.
I mean,
I guess Nix and I have something in common. It's easier to be angry.
I think that he, I think he tried really hard not to get any, I think he never intended to hurt anyone on the Raza. He was just going to shut down the android, grab the thing, get everyone off the thing before he blew it up.
He had no right to take the blink drive.
No, you're right. But he did try to, ask for it. I'm not saying he's right. I'm just saying that I believe... That he had the... I don't know. I still trust him. I still love you, man. I don't know why. You're just great.
No!
I just... Yeah. I just,
I'm coming for you, Alex.
I have faith he's going to make things right. Because he's...
No.
I think he is ultimately honorable. Ultimately trying to make this the best version of the universe.
If he takes the blink drive, uses it to go back in time and reset this entire series of events, which ends
then
up with
maybe
Nick's,
he does that.
With Nick's living... with the boy bot living, with Kirkin having a beard. Like, if he goes back and resets this, I can forgive him.
I hope he does. I hope he just killed everyone on that space station just for kind of just like, I'm going to go back in time, so I might as well murder everyone.
Well, I see that. That makes sense.
That makes sense to me, too. Cool. As long as we're on the same page.
So the last thing, I don't know if you saw the mid-post-during-credits moment. I'm going to take it to the fans. I know we don't have the chat up, but I believe someone in the engineering booth can look in the chat and get us the answer.
Can we get the answers?
So the question was, what was said? So here's what we saw. We saw it was just Android holding Nix's arm, taking
pulse of some sort.
Mm-hmm. And there was a voiceover that I don't know whose voice it was. I thought it might be Misaki. It may have been Five, but I doubt it. It may have been a voice we don't know. And it said something. So what is it? I'm taking it to the chat. What was said during that credit scene?
I gotta know, you guys.
It was literally just like a zoom out of them on the Raza. So like there was no action, but something was said. And on my notes that are typed up and locked in my apartment, I have it. But I don't have it here when I scribble down my notes. So, to the chat.
To the chat.
And then
save us.
Also, the other thing in the chat is, who do you think said it? So, what did they say, and who do you think said it? Engineering booth, will you be able to handle that for us? Hello? Yes? No. There's no one there.
I don't think anyone's running the show. It's a ghost show.
Cool. Okay, more comments below.
Truffaut is French Canadian.
Told you. This is when we argued about if she was French.
So French Canadian.
Yeah.
That's still French.
Oh, I like this this theory. Is Ken says, Four goes back in time to save his dad, but finds that the galaxy is worse. He has to restore and let his dad die. That's good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say, keep typing and write what it is that they say at the end and who you think said it.
Yeah.
So thank you for putting that up for us. We will keep an eye on that.
We appreciate it.
Was there anything that we have missed? Because my notes are half missing.
I mean, we pretty much covered all of my stuff. I mean, I loved Aryan.
The boy bot. The flirting. He was like so in cute. Love right away.
Yeah, he was really in love.
Which, I'm going to say, the way he looked at her is the way I look at her, and everyone gets mad at me.
I get it. But I wonder if she had, like, he looked at her that way because he can tell, like, she's good with technology. You know?
You think that's what's
She has this thing about her. I think she's really good with technology.
And I'm technology.
I
want her to type code into me. Is that what you want?
Yes. That's a very sordid way to look at it, but yes.
I'm really sad that we are waiting on a new season now.
I know.
What am I going to do?
Nothing. You're going to just put yourself in some sort of a blink drive and go to that point in time where we have this season.
For those who didn't watch, after the East Coast feed, Melissa O'Neill did a live stream and mentioned a few things that during hiatus and when they go back to work, she's going to start sharing more stuff on social media, like behind the scenes photos.
Sweet.
And I believe production starts in November is what
That's
she said.
Very soon.
She said a lot of good stuff. It's been pointed out to me that the boy bot might literally have been born yesterday, so he's more age appropriate.
That's great.
That's awful, guys.
Who says that? Oh, is that Ken from Chicago? Ken from Chicago, you rapscallion, you.
Stop it. Awful.
It's pretty funny.
Did nobody watch the final bit, I don't think anyone was like
so
nobody noticed it, guys.
We were all just like, oh yeah, no, she's not dead, and just kind of angrily like staring and just kind of hating,
also going, there's no promo. There's no promo for next week.
Why?
Because that's it. Thank you. Jack Teague wins. Jack wins. Time to pay for your sins. That is what's said at the end. So is it Misaki?
If it is, yeah, well, yes. If it's that, then it's yes, it is.
It Misaki. Sounded like Misaki's voice, but it could have been Five. Yes.
I don't think it was Five.
Okay, you think it was Misaki?
Yeah, I think it gotta be.
I think it was, I want to say it's
worst.
Misaki. Yeah, but time to pay for your sins. Oh, I'm so good. So good that, Lynn, second place. Yay.
Thanks, Lynn B.
And Jack does not know who is talking. Everyone thinks it's Misaki.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Or Mr. King, according to Ivan Soto. No, it's Mr. King, Ivan. It's Mr. King now.
Cool. So here's what I'll say about that.
Yes.
If it's Misaki, does that mean she's our big bad for next season?
Yes, because she's our betrayer. She's our rat. She's our, like, character who, like...
But she betrayed for love. Like,
no, she didn't. It's not for love.
It is for love because wants to be... No, she betrayed Ryo because she wants to be with him.
She wants to be the Empress. It may not be that she wants to be with him.
I see.
She voted to have him killed. I don't know why he didn't kill her.
There was a theory that it was part of the plan.
She literally voted to have him killed. I don't know if it was part of the plan. If it was, great job. You fooled me. But if it wasn't, I just don't trust her. Okay, I guess that's an astute point. Maybe they made a plan. And they didn't tell me. But I wish they would have, so I could know how to feel.
Yeah. awesome. I really appreciate everyone tuning in and joining us for the season finale. I think we have so much time between now and season 3.
We're just going to have to watch the whole show again and look for Easter eggs. See if we can piece together some sort of, if there's time travel, we're gonna see the kind of, traces of it early on in the seasons. It's got to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll this find show, it. I'm sorry, for those who haven't noticed, this show has an amazing writing team that is planned stuff from the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Like, stuff has been building. The Ferris bomb on the space station was built from season 1, episode 1. When he is beating 3, or having his people beat 3, he says, "Haven't seen you since you betrayed me with the colonies." That was season 1, episode 1.
The first episode. I totally thought about that, too. Yep. He's been a jerk since season 1.
Yeah. Which is why I was like, it can't be him. We've been pointing to him the whole time. Okay. amazing season finale, guys. I've watched it 4 times now. Actually, 4 times. Thank you to everyone who joined us all season. Thank you especially to Mr. Joseph Melosi, who was with us most of this season.
He was.
Corrected me a lot.
I believe he's in Japan right now.
He's in Japan.
They also don't have the internet.
Yes, they do.
No. It's just here.
That's so wrong. More importantly, the wardrobe this season has been killing me.
It's been... Oh, you want it so bad. I want it too. I'm trying my best to do kind of a flashy
thing. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, okay.
So far, I know that I'm getting... I need to go get 2's alt Porsche's top. Mm-hmm. 2's top from last episode with the zipper and the fishnetty. The vesty hoods that they wore.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting her dress from this episode?
It was not 2? A dress. It was a
with the slit?
Yeah, it was a skirt. And a skirt and a blazer. I need that.
I thought it was all one thing.
Nope. I am absolutely rating that wardrobe. Amazing wardrobe this season.
All right, watch out, wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yellow's going to sneak in.
Absolutely.
You're not going to see it coming.
But until next season, what other shows are you doing here and where can people keep up with you?
Oh, keep up with me on the Twitter at Andrew Mena or on Instagram at TheAndrewMena or follow my sketch group. We make sketch comedy on YouTube. We're the G-Squad 6, so check out YouTube/G-Squad 6.
And you're doing other after shows at AfterBuzz.
Yeah, that's true. I am. I'm doing, I think, Van Helsing coming up at the end of this month, the 23rd, another sci-fi show, which is going to be super rad. And I may or may not be on Narcos. We'll find out.
Awesome. And you guys know where to find me. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle, YaelTyGiel. And I'm on yell.tv. I have a podcast. It's called Intimate Interrogations. Sometimes there are new episodes. Sometimes there aren't. And sometimes they're filthy and sometimes they're not. So check that out.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. They're free. They're on iTunes. I will be doing SVU.
Ooh.
Law and Order Special Victims Unit comes back for season 18.
You know who's my favorite character in that?
Who?
Olivia Benson's hair.
Awesome.
Always changing.
Yep. And I believe we'll be doing season 1 of Wynonna Earp. That's right. Ooh. We'll be doing Wynonna Earp season 1 before season 2 hopefully comes out soon. Another sci-fi Canadian masterpiece.
Gotta love these sci-fi shows.
Yes. But until then, you can find me online. And
find
we'll
us
see
online,
you there.
You guys. We'll
Bye.
Miss ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.